Well, good evening, everybody. By my clock, it is 7 p.m., and so we're going to get started momentarily so that you can continue to enjoy the rest of your evening. I know some churches in the New Orleans area have services, and so I see we have people on the call. We'll give you an opportunity before we close to ask questions, and we're looking forward to an exciting meeting. I think we're so grateful to the host church, to Greater Mount Calvary, for allowing us to use their building, as well as Pastor and First Lady Gulledge. So if you'll allow me quickly to just go over everything, we'll open up with the word of prayer, then we'll get started, and we're excited about being in New Orleans. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for all that will be accomplished through this meeting. We thank you, Father, that you are giving our bishop a word. Our bishop has a word from the Lord to minister to our lives. And we thank you, Father, that their lives will, the people of God will be blessed. Their lives will never, ever be there. Father, we thank you for every volunteer that you have assembled and each person that will give of their time and their talent to be a part of this meeting. Father, we thank you that you'll restore and refresh them for their service, but also you take notice and you will reward them. And so, Father, we thank you. We call it them now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. I promise I won't keep you long. And what we normally do is we put the call on the website so that you can, if you have other volunteers, you can go back and have them listen to it and be aware of what's happening as we prepare for this wonderful encounter that will take place on Thursday and Friday of this week. If you give me a moment, I'll find my notes. I just went over them today because I want to give you some details. I know there are volunteers and members from Greater Mount Calvary Church on the line as well as from other churches, and so I want to make sure that I give ample information. Again, thank you to Pastor Gulledge for opening up his building, the wonderful staff. It's been amazing. I had an opportunity earlier today to walk the building, and it is beautiful, gorgeous, and I know we're going to have an amazing time. The services will be held at Greater Mount Calvary Church. The address is 1600 Westwood Drive, and I hope I say this right, Marrero, Louisiana, 70072. Again, it's Greater Mount Calvary Church. The senior pastor is Pastor Gulledge, G-U-L-L-A-G-E, I believe. And so our services will start on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. We ask that volunteers arrive at 6 p.m. The doors will open at 6:30 p.m. for the general public. When you arrive, you will go into the information center, which is located to the left side of the front lobby. That's where you'll check in and be greeted, and then you'll be assigned to your area. Then we'll have service on Friday morning. There's a pastors and spouse session for pastors and spouses only. We still need ushers for that session and greeters. That session starts at 10 a.m. And then on Friday, right following that session, we'll have a session with Pastor Bridget preaching at 11:30 a.m. If you can't do the earlier service because you're just going to come and help for lunch, then, of course, you can arrive at 11 to serve and volunteer in that service. It'll be a full service like a lunchtime manna for the area of New Orleans. And then Friday night, 7:30 p.m., again, we ask that you arrive at 6 o'clock p.m. If you cannot arrive at 6 p.m. for the nightly services, normally we do an hour to an hour and a half prior to service. If you cannot arrive that hour and a half, come as soon as you're available, check in, and we'll get you placed in an area where you can serve. The question all the time is, what is the attire? We do business casual. And so it's not high church dress, business casual skirts. Sometimes the churches like to do color coordinated, so sometimes you can do black, but there's no specific color. We'll give you a volunteer badge so that we can know all the volunteers. And then the morning sessions, we just ask the men to wear like a jacket and a collarless shirt. Pants are allowed in the, at the to be worn during the sessions if you choose so. Volunteers are needed still. We are greatly dependent on the wonderful members and volunteer teams of Greater Mount Calvary, but we will make sure that we give an opportunity for those of you from other churches in the surrounding areas. We have a lot of churches who support Bishop Hilliard and want to serve our Max Life Encounter, and so we welcome your service. And I know the Greater Mount Calvary team will welcome, open their arms to help show you where you can serve, because I believe we all know how to usher, we all know how to greet, and just love on God's people. That's one of the biggest things. And so your presence there, parking lot attendance, the normal areas that are needed for a church service are what we need. And so you'll, if you're not a part of Greater Mount Calvary, you'll serve in the area where you normally serve at your church. If you're a part of Greater Mount Calvary, then you'll serve in your regular areas. Again, the volunteer check-in point is they'll have parking for you on campus, and then you'll go into the front lobby, and then you'll go to the left, and there's an information center. That's where you'll check in and receive your badge. They're going to issue a volunteer badge that says Max Life Encounter on it. We ask that you return those at the end of the night. They're not souvenirs. They're not keepsakes. We have a system where we have our encounter. We pack everything up, and we head to the next city, send it off to the next city and the next state that we'll be in. So it's important that you return the badges to us. If you have not registered, I know some of you registered as volunteers, but make sure that you register for the conference because, and definitely you're on the line, so if this is not correct, you can correct me, but I think you have to be a registered conference attendee to have a chance to win the TV giveaway. So even if you did the volunteer registration, you definitely want to register as a attendee. It's free, but it qualifies you for the television giveaway, and I picked up the television today, and it's a very nice one. And so I trust that you'll register, and I believe you can do that by texting M-E-N-O, and you can text that to 71441.
Dr. Arisha, it's M-E-L-A.
Thank you. See how much I know. M-E-L-A, right?
Yes.
M-E-L-A, and you can text that to 71441. So that's the information I have. And because we go through the information so quick, I just like to connect, let you hear my voice again, appreciate you. Thank you for your commitment to serve. I trust that you will follow through. Thank you for your prayers as we saturate the meeting with the prayers. It's been powerful each time. Every city that we've been in, Bishop has laid hands on people, and we've watched God move in a tremendous way. And so we're expecting greater things to happen in the city of New Orleans, the state of Louisiana, because I know it's, everybody considers there's the surrounding areas, and I know you will all be there to support. I believe there are buses coming from Baton Rouge as well. So we're excited about the conference. If you have questions, I'll open up the call for questions. If you have questions, you can press star 5. Is that correct, Bethel?
It's 5 star.
Flip it. I'm flipping everything today, huh? 5 star. If you have a question, text 5 star. Put that in, not text it. Just type in 5 star, and then Dustin will know that you have a question. We'll unmute your line, answer your question, and then you all can go back to your evening, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday for the first night of the Max Life Encounter. I'm already in the city. Dustin says there are no questions, which means I'm going to take it that I did a really good job of explaining everything so that you don't have any questions. Again, if you need to go back and reference this call, it'll be on the website as well as the information. The church address will be there. Again, we'll have a brief volunteer meeting like at 6:15 just to go over some of the things that I've just talked about. But if you're not a member of Greater Mount Calvary, you will have an opportunity to volunteer, and we'll definitely connect you with someone that can show you the ropes and show you the building. I had a great tour today with the staff, and they were warm and welcome and loving, so I don't doubt that that everybody will experience. I know everyone will have that same experience as you enter just an amazing church with an amazing pastor. We're here in the city already and enjoying the wonderful food of New Orleans. And so I'm excited about Max Life Encounter here. There are certain cities I get really excited about. I was looking forward to this one. So we're looking forward to a great time again. Thursday night, Friday night, arrive 6 p.m., 6:15. Doors open at 6:30. So we want you there and in place before the doors open. And then Friday morning sessions start at 10 and 11:30 in the same spot. So we're going to have a great time. Thank you so much for your prayers. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for getting on the call. If you have any questions, you can always email us at the church or events@newlife.org, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Thank you for your continued support and prayers for Max Life Encounter. Let's lift up our bishop and first lady in prayer as they prepare to minister the word. And then definitely tell your friends and family about it in the area. Jonathan Nelson will be with us as our guest psalmist. And, of course, my favorite praise and worship leader, Pastor Bashir, will be ministering in song and leading us in praise and worship each night. So we're expecting the glory to fall. Have a great evening. Be blessed. Thank you so much. And remember, God will not forget your labor of love, and he is our rewarder. God bless you. Have a great evening.